Okay, we're talking with Coach Beckman. First, getting to Chicago, what's this? I mean, this is, you know, you like this event.
I enjoy it. You know, it's not just, it is great to come up here for the coaches, high school coaches, for our alumnus, but it's also for our kids.
Yeah.
They get to see their parents. Mm-hmm. Might not have been able to see them here lately because of school and football. We give them the opportunity, they sign a waiver, they can go home with their families.
Yeah.
That's why they're here, so it gives them a weekend.
Sure.
So, I mean, I think it's a win-win situation. We'll do this forever.
Yeah, yeah. I saw at the beginning of practice you had some former players here.
Yeah.
You try and do that, too?
Always.
That's part of this event?
Always.
Yeah.
Again, it gets you an opportunity to get with the former players when you come up here. We all know what gas prices are,
That's right. So
we help them a little bit with that.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I think it's win-win for our team to hear former players.
Yeah.
They can't hear that enough.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about the beginning of practice.
Mm-hmm.
You got taken out. It was a cornerback drill. What was that drill?
It was a drill for our what we call our Bravo and Delta. Our Bravo is our kickoff return, Bravo company. And then Delta is our coverage, kickoff coverage team. So it was one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
They had to beat a blocker in a boxed area,
mm-hmm.
seven-yard box.
Yeah.
And then they had to get to the returner, and they have to get in 6 seconds.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was – or excuse me, 4.5 seconds.
Uh-huh.
So we're counting off the numbers, and I tried to get out of the way, and I got waylaid.
Yeah. Well, is that fun? I mean, it's like take you back to college?
Take back to the days.
That's right.
I saw plenty of stars, that's for sure.
That's right. How'd you feel about the practice as a whole?
Like, the tempo went well. I mean, you know, it's I think that all three quarterbacks are performing at very good levels. Chase got a couple of reps, but not a whole bunch.
Yeah.
I thought our defense, we've kept it as simple as we possibly can, tried to get better at the fundamentals, getting off blocks, getting off the line of scrimmage, making tackles, things that are defensive football, and I think our players are getting better.
So, from the stands, the guy who opened my eyes the most tonight was Kenny Nelson.
Definitely has had a good spring.
He looks like he looks, something's clicked with him.
Gotten bigger.
Yep.
These kids mature.
Yeah.
And he's reacted in the weight room the way that a Big Ten football player needs to react.
Yeah.
Still got a little ways to go, but
sure.
He continues to build his body up.
Mm-hmm.
And he definitely he was our player of the practice, the first scrimmage.
Yeah.
He ended up being the MVP of defense.
Yeah.
So he's done a good job.
Talk to me about some of the new guys like Joe Fotu and Gimo.
First guy I'll talk about is Dudek, because Dudek has made a lot of plays.
All right.
He continues to open the eyes from his draft day where he gets picked as a sixth pick overall.
Right.
I mean, if only being in camp on campus for 2 weeks, and our seniors are the ones that draft.
Yeah.
They've only known a kid for 14 days.
Yeah.
And they said, I want that kid on my team.
Yeah.
That speaks a lot for him, and that's the way he's played.
He's running with the ones a lot.
A lot.
Yeah,
he has.
Yeah.
Gmo's done a great job. Again, he hasn't been scrimmaging.
Yeah.
So he's been doing all these thud practices, scrimmages with us, done a great job.
Yeah.
Fotu continues to learn. We're going to sprinkle him inside a little bit. He's been the end behind Kenny.
Yeah.
So we're going to move him inside for a little bit.
Three technique, maybe?
Yeah, a little bit of three, more field guy.
Sure.
And I think that would be good for Joe. Who else?
Who else?
Paul James has not been on the field yet. So he'll get back here after break.
You had a lot in green and purple tonight, just being precaution,
Yeah,
just...
we've had a couple of things, but really the guys that are in purple are guys that have been injured prior to. We've had some surgeries back in January that we had to get taken care of, some shoulders and those types of things. JD got dinged tonight, and it's an elbow. It's an elbow, and it's out. Put it back in. We'll see how that goes from there, but had an elbow injury. But I'm proud of the way the guys have been working, and probably for a little bit of a precautionary area with some of the greens tonight because we're going to scrimmage again Wednesday.
Yep. Okay. I appreciate it, Coach.
Yeah,
thanks,
buddy,
for chatting.
No problem. Anytime.
You got it. See ya.